That brings me back then to the cultural question of last hour. We were talking about not refusing food and appreciating everything about yourself, learning about your sort of Americanism through all of these other experiences and learning to be an international person and having, you know, this anthropological experience, which I fully endorse. But at some point, I mean, hasn't somebody offered you, have you ever in any of these cultural travels run across cannibals or somebody that was eating something whose origin was so dubious that you could not sign on for trying?
Well, I've refused two things in the show, one of which was made it on camera. The other one didn't. Not for any other reason other than, you know, the videography and the lighting just wasn't, you know, in the place we were wasn't, you know, good enough for us to weave it into the story. Neither one of those things was very shocking. One was a raw poultry intestine. The other one was a water in Delhi, India, in a horrific slum where somebody was making a small little snack and moistened the dish with water coming out of brown water coming out of a pipe that, you know, was basically busted inside a building. And I knew in both cases that eating them would, you know, was a guaranteed trip to the hospital.
Right.
And, you know, I'll play Russian roulette, but not with a fully loaded gun.
Right.
We were going to go shoot in Papua New Guinea last year, and for a variety of technical reasons, never made it. And down there, there is cannibalism is practiced by certain tribes. We're going into the Amazon next year, and down there are some tribes that do practice some forms of cannibalism. It's very fast disappearing. The world is becoming so flat and becoming so modernized. And, you know, I mean, there's only a handful of – I've been in some of the most remote places in the world, and you still see jet contrails. It's getting to be that it's hard to get away from civilization enough.
How about human?
That's a line I won't cross. I mean, I should say that out loud. I mean, there's
E. coli. And cannibalism.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just something I'm not going to do. Although, if I was lucky enough, like Jerry Seinfeld or Johnny Carson, to know that my last episode would be my last, maybe I would, you know, we'd fade to black as I'm about to eat my own hand or something. But other than that, I have no plans on doing that.
I think I would have eaten my own hand rather than the fermented fish heads. I would have. I would have preferred that.
Still not the worst thing I've ever eaten, though, my friend. Still not the worst thing there. I would rather eat a stink head than eat some of the the exotic fruits that I've had that are so mealy and so just texturally horrific that I just can't even think of putting it into my mouth. Yeah,
exotic fruits.
If you give me ammoniated, spoiled seafood, I can handle that flavor and texture better than I can others.
Oh, God, how bad must the fruit be?
Oh, my God, just grainy, gritty. It's like, you know, Vaseline with sand in it. And you know, it's just a horrific sort of putrefied vegetable flavor. Rotting vegetables have a worse taste in your mouth, or rotting vegetable matter has a worse taste in your mouth than rotting meat and or seafood does.
An insight I hope never to have.
And
which one's worse? I'll take your word on that for the rest of my life.
It is. I'm giggling at this. What a unique perspective I have.
Yeah. How I mean, that's you are one of the few people who could say, you know, rotting vegetables are actually worse than rotting fish.
It's true, though. And you know, I mean, and I've seen some crazy things. I mean, we're just in Mongolia, the country that is, I think, has the most people living off the grid of any other country in the world in terms of percentage per capita.
Right.
And, you know, they thought that the way they cook a lamb there, because there's no wood, they have no trees out on the steppes. So everything is lit with – everything is cooked over animal dung. And so when they kill a sheep, they essentially cut its head off. They bone it out by reaching their arm in, and they – leave all the blood and meat and guts inside the animal, and then they pull certain big bones out so it cooks faster, and they sew up the neck where they have in made the incision to get in there, and they just roast it over a dung fire until the skin is burned off, and then they eat it. And I sat there on the floor of a ger, which is technically what everyone mistakenly calls a yurt,
right,
with Dashka and his family eating this thing, you know, just all getting all messy and sheep fat dripping down your face and all the rest of this kind of thing. And everyone, my cameramen are just looking at me with a horrific, you know, stare. And
yes,
out comes the putrefied cheese product and the fermented horse mare's milk. And, you know, they just looked at me and they said, how did we end up here? I mean, I just remember Luke, you know, my videographer, right, looking at me like, how did you end up? How did we end up here? Why do we always end up on the floor of some yurt?
Yeah.
Eating, you know, sheep head and drinking fermented mare's milk.